That's music of Sons of Chaplin. It's 1032 on KQRS FM 92.5 from Golden Valley. You can wash your head now every night, every
night. Good old fashioned every night shampoo. Every night, Balsam shampoo can turn dry or abused hair into terrific looking and manageable hair. Every night is made with an old-fashioned kind of quality, and it's so gentle you can use it every night. Every Night Balsam Lemon and Herb Shampoos by Helene Curtis. Natural way to do it. Every
Night Shampoo. Barley Liquors in Golden Valley. Huge selection. Liquors for wines and things. Specially priced Barley's private labeled beer and liquors. Barley Liquors, Highway 100 and Golden Valley Road.
A specter is haunting America. The Blue Oyster Cult.
You can't bake a pie without turning on the oven, man.
The Blue Oyster Cult. Tyranny and Mutation on Columbia Records.
Specially priced at $3.69 at Humble Sounds, 5001 Bryant Avenue South, down in the valley, 7821 Golden Valley Road, and Plug Records, 4130 Lindell Avenue North.
Jesse Ed Davis from the album Keep 'Em Coming. Tomorrow, a benefit concert will go on at the Phelan Lake Bandstand from 2 o'clock to 6. And Chicken Lips and Rags is the band that's going to be playing. And the concert is for the National Association for the Prevention of Sudden Infant Death, crib death, in other words. Okay, that's tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. That's in Phelan Park. That's St. Paul, I think, yeah. Okay, 86 degrees right now. So the concert should be very nice tomorrow. As the weather folks say, it should be in the mid-90s by tomorrow. Low tonight around 70 degrees, so it's going to be a... You want to call it humid? Okay, we'll call it that. All right. Okie doke. And that's what's happening for the time being. Oh, media in the cities and the Classic Film Exchange will initiate a Monday evening classic film series beginning June 11th. In the auditorium of the St. Paul Arts and Science Center, and that's at 30 East 10th Street. All films begin at 7:30. Through Sunday only, Atlantic Records' new album, Bloodshot, by the Jay Giles Band, is only $3.88 for the LP.
Now don't touch the knobs, because I think we're going to have some fun with this one here.
$4.88 for the 8-track tape.
Yes.
The record department at Montgomery Ward's 5 main stores. Listen.
You got to give it to me.
It's the Jay Giles Band with part of Give It To Me from their new Atlantic Records hit album, Bloodshot. And this hot album is on special sale this week in Ward's record department at just $3.88 for the LP, $4.88 for the 8-track tape. For records, remember it's Ward's, featuring the top artists with their newest hits and all the old favorites under the Atlantic and other popular labels, both on records and stereo tapes. Get the Jay Giles Band Bloodshot on sale at $3.88 for the LP, $4.88 for the 8-track tape through Sunday only in the record department at Montgomery Ward's, Apaches, Midway, Northtown, Robbinsdale, or Southtown.
Tales as we sat under morning sleepy sky.
my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Look in the mirror.
Ballad of the Chrome Nun, music by the Jefferson Airplane.
As leader of the Guess Who, Randy Bachman wrote and recorded 5 gold records. That may seem pretty good to most, but to Randy Bachman, it was just revving up. Now Randy Bachman has shifted his machine into high gear with Bachman Turner Overdrive, his new group, his new album, Bachman Turner Overdrive, on Mercury Records.
Specially priced at 3rd Stone in Navarre and positively 4th Street, 805 4th Street Southeast, $3.59 this week.
Led Zeppelin is coming to the Twin Cities. Concerts West presents Led Zeppelin. Monday, July 9th, at the new St. Paul Civic Center Arena.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
Tickets go on sale this Monday, June 11th, at 10 a.m. at the St. Paul Civic Center box office only. Festival seating, $5.50 advance, $6 day of the show. There's only 18,500 seats available, so get your tickets this Monday.
Music of Chris Yolden.
We asked Angela Pizzo of Marin Catholic High School why she uses Johnson's Baby Shampoo. How did you get turned on to it?
Well, this may sound kind of strange, but about 2 years ago, my mom bought this wig. And, you know, it was getting kind of dingy. And she bought some baby shampoo because you couldn't use anything harsh on it. And the wig turned out so beautiful that I just, you know, had to swipe it and use it.
The wig?
No, the shampoo. And I did, and it just sold me.
Well, how often do you use Johnson's Baby Shampoo?
Every other day, or sometimes every day if I swim a lot.
Do you think that Johnson's Baby Shampoo is gentle enough to use every day as you shampoo?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Is it really?
Oh, I'm not kidding, it is. My hair has a tendency to dry out at the ends, and I find that it doesn't do it anymore. It used to dry out so bad.
How do you like your hair to feel?
Soft, really soft.
And does it?
Yeah, it does.
Johnson's Baby Shampoo makes your hair feel baby soft. It's gentle enough to use every day.
KQRS AM and KQRS FM stereo from Golden Valley.
Hey, what's the deal, man? The parking lot's all full of bikes.
Sorry, sir. Bikeways is having a great sale on all these bikes this Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah? And what's that one over there?
Oh, that's a beauty. That's a lightweight Ferrelli.
Ferrelli?
Ferrelli. And see that one over there?
Yeah.
That's a ladies' five-speed with a simplex derailleur.
Simplex derailleur? Gee, I could get that one for my girl.
Yeah, you're right. You could tour the city together.
Hey, let's move it up there.
Hey, man, knock it off. Don't you know that Bikeways is having a sale?
Huh?
Yeah, man, Saturday and Sunday. You see that one over there? That's a lightweight Ferrelli.
Ferrelli?
Ferrelli. And that one over there, that's a ladies' five-speed with a simple derailleur. Hey, man, you think the Bikeways could give me a trade-in on my 59 Edsel?
Bikeways, 2407 University Avenue Southeast by the U of M campus.
Bikeways sale is Saturday and Sunday, June 9th and 10th only.
The Chicago Tribune says two former White House aides, H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman, tapped their own phones and made tape recordings of their conversations after the Watergate probe was announced. U.S. bomb experts are investigating the possibility of sabotage in connection with yesterday's explosion aboard an American transport flying from Hanoi to Saigon. The Justice Department says it will pay $160,000 in damages to a New York businessman whose home federal agents ransacked in a futile drug search. Another former POW says he will support charges against eight former prisoners in North Vietnam. A Stanford University research team has found a way to, quote, dry up certain cancer tumors without high-risk surgery. The Minnesota Elks Association has unanimously adopted a resolution calling for removal of the whites-only clause in the fraternal organization's constitution. The Elks are meeting in St. Cloud this weekend. Troops are invading Camp Ripley north of Little Falls this weekend for the start of the two-week summer training camps for National Guardsmen and Army Reservists. The Gophers are resting for a game tomorrow with Arizona State at the College World Series in Omaha. The Gophers shut out Oklahoma 1-0 yesterday in the opening game of the series. The Twins lost 7-4 to Baltimore. Hank Aaron hit two homers to come within 26 of Babe Ruth's record and powered the Atlanta Braves to an 8-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. He's now got 15 homers for the season. Okay, keep rolling. Mostly fair the remainder of tonight and tomorrow, but with a slight chance of a brief thunderstorm around daybreak tomorrow. Low tonight around 70 degrees with a high tomorrow in the mid-90s. Winds will be from the south 8 to 15 miles per hour the remainder of tonight and tomorrow. With a chance of rain, 20% the remainder of tonight, 5% for tomorrow. Wind is from the southwest at 12 miles per hour. With humidity at 39%, we've got clear skies, 85 degrees, 5 minutes past the hour. That's news. Good evening, I'm Dan Fauché.
Lisa says on a night like this, it'd be so nice if you gave me a great big kiss.
Simon. Before that, we did some David Bowie. 18 past 11 o'clock on AM, 144, and FM stereo 92.5, all from Golden Valley, 85 degrees. Well, for many years, most restaurant owners in Minneapolis were reluctant to provide anything but food for their customers, but at Delano's Pizza, Wayne Anderson was bringing in local folk singers, bluegrass, rock bands, and even comedians into his restaurant at 607 West Lake. In 7 years, he's given a lot of local musicians work and at the same time provided his patrons with good entertainment and some fine feed, like famous Delano's Pizza. Also some Italian food and sandwiches. Beer, if you're of age. Eat it, eat in, or you can take it out. Delivery till the wee hours most nights. This week, Friday through Sunday, see folk singer, I guess that says Terry Morris, or because somebody don't write too well. Monday through Thursday, Dollar Knows His Movies. This Monday and Tuesday, you can see I Married Adventure plus Charlie the Limousine Cruiser. And Wednesday and Thursday, Bless the Beasts and Children. Okay. That's at Delano's Pizza, 607 West Lake Street.
Kenny Rogers and the First Edition.
Here comes love.
I feel it. I feel it.
Here comes joy.
I feel so good.
Here comes life.
I feel it. I feel it.
Seeger, and before that, some Joy of Cooking from the album back in 72. That's called The Stealer. 26 past the hour, 11 o'clock, 85 degrees. Byerly Liquors in Golden Valley for a great wine selection in their own Byerly's private label beer and liquors. Byerly Liquors, Highway 100 and Golden Valley Road.
The storefront, 6459 Lindale South in Richfield, is a place to get help with sorting out where you're at, where you want to go, and how to get there. If you're young, we can help you find a job, work out sexual or drug hassles, or learn how to understand your parents. If you're an adult, we may be able to help you communicate with and understand your kids. Stop in any weekday or on a Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday night, or give us a call at 861-1675. That's 861-1675.
Through Sunday only, Atlantic Records' new album, Down the Road, by Stephen Stills and Manassas. Just $388 for LPs, $488 for 8-track tapes in the record department at Montgomery Ward's 5 main stores. Listen.
When I was a young man.
It's Stephen Stills and Manassas doing part of the title tune from their new Atlantic hit album, Down the Road, on special now in Ward's record department at just $388 for the LP, $488 for the 8-track tape. For records, remember it's Wars, where they feature top artists with their latest hits and all the old favorites under the Atlantic and other popular labels, both on records and stereo tapes.
Lots of friends and children.
A great album. Get Stephen Stills and Manassas, Down the Road. On sale at $388 for the LP, $488 for the 8-track tape, through Sunday only. The record department at Montgomery Ward's Apache, Midway, Northtown, Robbinsdale, or Southtown. And the Dominoes. welcome. Bruce Springsteen.
I had skin like leather and my diamond heart looked up a cobra.
Hey, mister, you got any spare change?
Don't bother me with spare change, you long-haired, pinky, hippie weirdo. Well, you probably want it for marinara so you can get high and fly and see visions of waterbed filled with granola. I got no spare change. Get a job like me.
Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm doing it now. Get your hands up. This is a stick-up. Give me your quarters.
Another fictionalized, true-to-life drama brought to you by the Electric Fetus. Purveyors of records, imports, pipes, paraphernalia, and other good stuff at 4th and Franklin, Minneapolis.
Worked up a thirst, and you're ready for a good cold bottle of beer. Reach for the beer you can count on, beer after beer, time after time. Reach for Schmidt beer, the same great beer every time.
It's the same great beer every time.
This song, Stew. We sell so much of this, they're gonna make some Frisco hot stew.
Yeah, music of King Curtis live at Fillmore West. Couple of minutes past 12 o'clock. Good morning, KQRS AM and KQRS FM stereo from Golden Valley. Well, the ice cream business shares a common problem with the manufacturers of safety pins and mousetraps. How do you improve upon the product? Ice cream cones have been around for decades, and except for a few new flavors and multicolored cones, they're pretty much the same now as they always have been. But now, reaffirming our faith in American ingenuity, one of the revolutionizers of the ice cream industry has taken a daring leap forward. The Thomas J. Lipton Company, which was the first to put ice cream on a stick, now announces the dripless ice cream cone. They say that some new ingredient in their ice cream will make the melting process slower than the licking process. In a related development, ice cream manufacturers are facing an insidious treat for a fairly recent foreign arrival, yogurt. Although yogurt was only introduced in this country from Europe within the past century, it's already become an American institution. The Yummy Products Company, which is one of America's biggest yogurt makers, now announces their new product, Yummy on a Stick. A frozen fruit bar with fruit-flavored yogurt inside and natural fruit flavor outside. Yeah, now if they'd only get to work on those mousetraps. The British Privy Council is a small group of statesmen who are responsible for handling many of the domestic and foreign affairs of the British Crown, sort of like a top-level group of presidential advisors. This year, however, they've been requested to take on an added responsibility. A group of 10-year-old schoolchildren in Cheshire wrote to the Privy Council of No. 10 Downing Street, the address of the Prime Minister, of course, complaining about an especially bothersome problem in their school. It seemed the school needs a new privy, which of course is British slang for toilet. The Privy Council, the children assumed, was the agency naturally responsible for such matters. Spokesman for the council informed the children that the request would be turned over to the government agency responsible for privies, and the Privy Council will stick to its own business. It's from Earth News. Also from Earth News, an interesting story that I've happened to come across and witnessed. In these times of high unemployment, the nation's legislators have received growing numbers of complaints from job seekers who have been turned away by prospective employers because of being, of all things, overqualified. Highly educated people, for example, often have difficulty landing unskilled or semi-skilled jobs, even though those positions are the only ones open at the time. Prompted by a similar complaint about a constituent, Congressman Harold Collier from Illinois has introduced legislation which would make it illegal to refuse to hire applicants because they are overeducated or overexperienced. In other words, a PhD in philosophy would not be used as grounds for disqualifying an applicant for a job as company janitor. The bill, which is now before the House Education and Labor Committee, would amend the Equal Employment Opportunity provisions of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The complaint came from a man with a background in physics who was turned down for a civil service position because his rating was higher than that called for by the position. That's true, because I know a couple of people in this town that was turned down for the same reasons. Marijuana smoking has created an incredible boom in the sale of cigarette papers. The Detroit News reports that an estimated 76 million packs of roll-your-own papers, enough to roll several billion joints, were sold in the United States last year. This is estimated to be a 1,000% increase over the sale of cigarette papers just 3 years earlier. Surveys of supermarkets have found that even the straightest of stores are often selling up to 1,000 packs of paper a day. Rolling papers now come with such patriotic decorations as the American flag, a $1 bill, and even a picture of President Nixon. Papers are being churned out in flavors, banana, strawberry, grape, coconut, or just name a few. And one company is marketing papers in 10-foot-long rolls, which experienced rollers can turn into gigantic super joints. Amorphia, a nonprofit corporation based in San Francisco, manufactures Acapulco Gold rolling papers and puts all its profits into lobbying for the repeal of marijuana laws. That's Acapulco Gold. That's from Zodiac News. A University of Iowa professor decided to see how well-known Archie Bunker's face is. According to National on Campus report, the professor compared the recognition of Archie's face with other well-known personalities. Senator Edmund Muskie was recognized by 50%. Henry Kissinger was identified by 72%. Walter Cronkite was named by 75%, but Archie finished way out in front with 90%. CBS Records is being investigated by a federal grand jury for its alleged involvement in a sex and drug ring catering to rock stars. In the wake of the federal investigation, CBS has fired Clive J. Davis, the highly successful president of the CBS Record Group. Davis is a 40-year-old business whiz who changed the image of CBS Records from Broadway show tunes to rock in less than 3 years. Under his leadership, CBS jumped into its rock music output from 15% to 50% of its records and signed such stars as the late Janis Joplin, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Johnny Winter. According to the New York Times, the drug and sex scandal broke several months ago when federal investigators smashed an international heroin ring. Among those already indicted are a receptionist as receptionist at CBS and Pasquale Falcone, the manager of Sly Stone. A Newark, New Jersey federal grand jury is reported to be questioning several of Davis's assistants. who was said to have been involved in obtaining call girls and stashes of dope for rock personalities. One former CBS employee is quoted by the Times as saying that the company had a man known as Gotcha. The former employee explained, quote, if an artist came to town and wanted a hooker, grass, or whatever, he went to him, Gotcha. That's news. It's 85 degrees. That's the Bachman Turner Overdrive. This is Elton John.